Hello everyone, this is Troy, your truthloveenergy.com resident host and Michael channel. And this audio is a new addition to our site to help bring you even closer to the experience of channeling and getting to know who I am. And please excuse me, I'm in the middle of a very bad cold, very ill this season, so I hope you can bear with me. So this part of the recording will be an introduction so that you have an idea of what an energy report is. And then each month we'll add on that energy report for the month and keep them archived at the site. So in this audio pod, which is what I will call these, Michael will discuss what we've come to call the energy report. Now this is something similar to a weather report from a meteorologist, in that the report is not about solid predictions, but more about probabilities based on observable patterns. And just like the physical weather on the planet, there is also supposedly a sort of psychic weather that's generated by the personalities and souls on the Earth at any given time. This psychic weather, so-called, is created not only through choices and decisions made by people, but by the beliefs and behaviors of everyone, too. This is why your individual choices, your decisions, your own beliefs and behaviors actually are very important, even on that individual scale, because as you bring those things into the world, you help create this psychic weather that we all share. In the same way that you can avoid a rainstorm by knowing the probability of it's actually happening, so can you avoid a wave of psychic weather that you might not want to have directly in your days ahead. Or, as you learn to live in this world in better ways, you can also learn not to avoid the weather, but to make the best of it as it passes by. In the same way that some of you may hate rainstorms, while others of you might actually delight in them. So the point won't be in whether you like the rainstorms or not, but in how you deal with them. Knowing the weather ahead can help you navigate your days to your liking, so you can then have more comfortable experiences, even within uncomfortable times, so that you eventually feel safer in this world and more able to contribute to its weather in beneficial ways. Each year has a set of overleaves that describe the basic energies of the year in general. And if you don't know what overleaves are, I suggest going to the site and reading the basic introduction so you can get more out of the energy reports, of course. Simply put, overleaves are a description of basic energies that a person uses as a way to exist on the physical plane. So in light of that, you might then be able to see how a year, or any frame of time, could also be described within the system of overleaves, since the year ahead can also be translated from patterns of energy expressed within the physical plane. Everything can be interpreted through the overleaf system, so you don't just have to have a body to make use of the overleaf systems. Your days can be described that way, periods of time, and even fictitious characters. So it's all about the energy being described. The entire year is described in terms of a role and centering, and part of the centering. And everything that happens throughout the year can be seen as relating to those overall themes of those two specific overleaves. As the year unfolds, different quote-unquote seasons have a different emphasis on other basic overleaves as well. And while the entire year can be described as relating to all of the overleaves that are used to describe that year ahead, it is within these seasons that we can see the emphasis. So January through March, for instance, we'll see an emphasis on the goal that's used to describe the year ahead. And April through June sees an emphasis on the mode as described for the year ahead. And July through September sees an emphasis on the attitude, and October through December emphasizes the chief negative features for the year. The role for the year helps us understand how we as a species are trying to express ourselves in the year ahead together. Excuse me. The role will describe what the media, politics, and world events might bring. The role also describes a kind of atmosphere that you may feel in general among all of your experiences relating to the world around you. The centering, the part of center, describes how people in the world in general will most likely be experiencing the year ahead and how we'll react to our personal experiences after processing. The goal describes a general plan for our species to accomplish for and with each other. Not everyone will have the same idea about how that goal would be accomplished, but it does give an indication of where we might find ourselves going in the year ahead together, helping shed light on events that might unfold and how those contribute to our overall goal. The goal is emphasized as the year begins and is built upon from there. All of these overleaves, despite what your own overleaves are, will be affecting you, or at least are available to affect you. So it's okay if your goal is different from the goal that describes a year, but you can take your own goal and see how you relate to the overall theme for the year. Sometimes you'll find them completely resonating and compatible, and sometimes you'll find them to be in conflict. For instance, it might be a reevaluation year, and so the world's going through a reevaluation period, and you have a goal of growth. You might stick out like a sore thumb or find it difficult to find people to hang out with you and have a good time challenging when everybody's in a funk of reevaluation. So the mode describes how people will generally relate to each other in the year ahead, how groups will interact, and helps us understand what might be important to consider when we're meeting new people, or how better to communicate our differences across various groups and communities. The mode is in effect at the beginning of the year, of course, but it gets emphasized in the spring and can have a strong effect on how we attract people into our lives, how we are attracted to others, and how groups form and how a group can grow together. The attitude describes a general philosophy for the year, and it may color the way we interpret world events that have happened in the year that has passed so far, and how we integrate that into our own personal philosophies in the months left for the year. And even though, again, the attitude is in effect throughout the entire year, it does get emphasized in the summer and sets the stage for how we will process our end of the year in the fall. And then, of course, the chief negative features, or our basic fears, describe how we might look back on the year and determine what, if anything, went wrong. And this may create new fears or support old fears. And generally, we discover where we still feel overprotective together as a species. This is a reevaluation period of time in general. This energy is emphasized in the months from October through December, which can cause some amount of internal conflict since this period of time is more naturally a time for introspection, but our culture emphasizes our attention outward toward holiday matters. No matter how busy your holidays are, it's really vital that you take seriously your need to slow down, feel, and look back on your year, and take from it what you gained and let go what it is that's not appropriate for you. How well you handle your feelings during this time sets the stage for how well you'll begin to accomplish your new goals at the beginning of the following year. So I hope that's a fair enough introduction. I could go into a lot more detail, but I don't want you to have to sit here and listen to me ramble about it. But that's a general idea. The monthly energy report will be uploaded here, so you can tune in whenever you want and hear Michael describe the weeks ahead. The audio will remain archived for the year. And you may also download to your media player in MP3 form, so you can access it whenever you want. Excuse my cough. Instructions for doing so should be on this page, so I hope to have this all set up and running very soon. So right now you have the introduction, and you can look forward to the actual channeling part of this whole system very, very soon. So enjoy, and happy weather to all of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.